graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
There's no limits to the simplexes in this city. Now we're always smoking bombs like it's Gordon Wendy. We get high as though we're hot and talk wrestling stuff. And it's hosted by Jim Vicious, Tyler Fudge.
Now there ain't no way that you could kill a beast dead. I got Middle East women and Middle East bread. I got oil well money in the desert playing golf.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 186 of Suplex City Limits for November 3rd, 2018. Why don't you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride? It's your boy, the King of Bong style, Jim Vicious, and he's here to grant you three wishes, my co-host.
Three of those wishes better be, I hope, to be anally probed by Tyler Fudge. I'm Tyler Fudge.
It's always something fucked. Your retort is always just something about sodomy or...
Yeah, you know, it's when in doubt, fucking poop your way out, right?
There it is. Suplex like City Limits, available where fine podcasts are found. Follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at the Federation. If you like this show, why would you be here if you didn't, right? Shit. You can support it by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. The new design has been submitted. We are awaiting their approval and its appearance on the storefront, so...
Pro Wrestling when it happens, don't fuck us now.
Yeah, when it happens, we'll let you know. It is a cool design, retro arcade style. Yeah.
Let's see
like it.
Let's see if the first one ever designed by Tyler Fudge gets record breaking sales.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. We'll see. Or you can donate on our Patreon, become a producer, get a shout out at the top of the show, like our friends Caleb Morganfield. Kick-ass Casey. What do we got? Chris Spalding. No, he's not balding. He's Christopher Spalding.
That's great.
The Smack It Down podcast. Check them out everywhere podcasts are found. Hosted by a couple Australians.
Yes, I'll be on that show in a couple weeks, actually. Reviewing Royal Rumble 2008.
I don't know. I have no idea what that even
means. I've never watched it either. So,
well, you'll be what you're going to. Of course, the orgy at Max's Garage, the infamous Chris Savage, B. Brad Brad, the killer Keith Martin, the Riceroni Jabroni Ty Loney, insane Ian Jackson, and jumpin' Jeremy Foltz. Much love to all of you. This week on the show, we'll be smoking a lot of reefer and talking what? Evolution, Crown Jewel.
Yeah, we'll be talking also. PWI Women's Top 100.
They had to be scraping to get 100 women for that.
God damn, you're goddamn right, man. Oh, you'll see, like, without a doubt, Aaliyah's in it. Without a doubt.
Oh, God.
And the fact that she makes a top 100 of anything blows my mind.
Yeah. Other than, of course, she was number one on Snooki's retarded sister list. So.
She's also number one on taking unnecessary back bumps list.
Yeah, well, you know, we got that. We got the top three. Yeah.
And Ultimate
got some
Lucha.
News. Yeah, Ultimate Lucha Quattro.
Yes,
night one. You're getting over a cold. I'm coming down with a cold.
Yeah, it's weird serendipity. It's like I sent it to you through Skype in form of a computer virus, and now I have all your dick pics, and you got sick at the same time. So, fuck you. Joke's on you, bitch.
Jokes on all of us. Let's get into this shit with the top three.
Yeah, man. Let's do it.
Suplex City Limits. Top three.
Suplex City Limits. Top three. Our top three matches of the week. Take us through them shits.
Well, let's see here. One of our matches on this top three, this illustrious, the the only top. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Killshot versus Son of Havoc from Night 1 of Ultima Lucha Quattro. It was a mask versus mask match, and it told the. I like the story that it told, as much as the in ring work that went on. I thought it was just fun,
dude. This is my favorite match of the week. I really liked it.
Yeah,
like a lot.
Yeah. Well, like the story with the stretcher, and then you know, like telling the story of just going deep behind why these two Americans wear these masks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not because of family tradition. It's got to be because of other reasons.
Yeah, they're both guys who are hiding from their past, man. It's so interesting, man, because you're right. That most masked guys, luchadores, if you will, they wear it for completely different reasons. So that was cool. The match was fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Dude, did you catch two? He's like about to do something, and somebody in the crowd, just a perfect little silence, and they're like, put him in a body bag, Havoc. Yeah. Like the from Karate Kid, you know? Put him in a body bag, Johnny. Yeah.
Fuck.
The tournament finals.
I missed that. That's fantastic.
Whoever that was, like, you are a fucking legend, sir.
The fact that nobody corpsed in the ring at that point in time blows my mind.
I think they were brawling in the crowd at the time, but it was just he said it exactly like the guy and shit. It was very well done. Superplex onto that gurney. They were doing crazy spots onto that gurney.
Yeah.
And Havoc just refuses to be pinned, kicking out repeatedly, eventually wins with a shooting star onto the gurney. And then he unmasks. Well, Killshot unmasks himself. And it's so weird, dude, when I was watching this, because like I'm not thinking. I should be thinking like, oh, this is fucking Matt Cross and this is, you know, Shane Strickland and whatever. But I was 100% into it, like I was watching a fucking movie or something, you know?
No, I get that completely. It told a great story. It really did. It was fun. It was holy fuck. It was athletic. That's really hard to say if you're a fat tongue newfie like me. It's really athletic because I'm not athletic at all. But it was just fun. I really the spots like that superplex onto the gurney was tremendous. I fucking loved it.
So also not a huge like dive from the second floor. Havoc dove from the second floor through a table. That was insane.
Yeah,
like this match is badass. Definitely worth checking out. And two, the story of both of these guys throughout, but really Killshot. From how he came in, his entire story this whole time. And here, when he's in the ring and unmasks, he admits, he says, you know, I don't know, his name is, what the fuck does he say his name?
I thought he said something like...
Jermaine Strickland, Lieutenant Jermaine Strickland.
Yes.
And he's like, I fucking left my brothers behind. And, you know, that's something that we've known from the story. A.R. Fox, of course, who in the end shows up in the Marine getup.
Yeah.
And they fucking salute. And I don't know, Killshot gone? Is he going to be back still as like Jermaine Strickland next year? He's made it sound like he was done. So
I wouldn't be shocked if he's done because, I mean, that cocksucker's everywhere.
He's so fucking good. I don't know why that guy. I was like, if you're signing up, like how has WWE signed up a million dudes and not Shane him?
Yeah.
Because he's so fucking good. He's small and shit, but dude, he's... Really, I mean, good.
At this point in time, does that even matter with guys like Finn Balor on your roster and Adam Cole being such a prominent role in NXT? You know, Shane Strickland would dwarf those two guys. So,
yeah. Hmm. But all in all, man, and even Havoc's story so far too, where he's come from a guy who got beat all the time when he first came in. That's all he was doing: beat by women and shit.
Yep.
And he's still got crazy over, and he's like the most loved character on Lucha Underground. It's goddamn.
They also did his story with the mask as well, in being just trying to get away from his gang that he was a part of.
What was the other guy? Son of something or another.
Son of Fury?
Something like that. Yeah, so all in all, I really enjoyed that. I thought it was very good, worth checking out. What else we got here?
Well, we also have probably one of the best women's matches you'll see in WWE this year. Charlotte versus Becky in a last woman standing match. Not the first last woman standing match like they lead you to believe. Asuka and Nikki Cross, but
everything now, it just just like Cole, go out there and just say everything is fucking historic. Yeah. I don't care what it is.
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah, a historic introduction by whatever her nuts was. They brought her back for that. Lillian. Fucking Lillian Garcia. I'm surprised she didn't sing. She didn't sing, did she? I don't know.
I didn't tune into the first start part of it, honestly.
But yeah, I thought it was a pretty good match. There were some people who were like really mad. I saw a lot of girls and cucks online who were really mad about Meltzer's scores.
I see that too.
This guy, people were arguing with me too. Some of them, they're like, well, everyone can have an opinion. I'm like, do people pay money for this guy's opinion?
Yeah.
For like 40 fucking years now, 30 years, yeah. Whatever it is.
Like, sure.
Your opinion doesn't matter as much as his. I'm sorry. That's Joe Blow 69.
Like, and guess what? My opinion matters diddly squat in direction with Dave Meltzer's. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Everybody, like, we all, you know what I mean? He's been doing this for what, since 80? Is it 81, 82, maybe?
I don't know.
But like,
fuck, yeah.
Fuck. You know, like, how can you... it just blows my mind. And it's not like he gave it a... What were they arguing? Were they arguing that it was too low or too high?
There were people arguing that it's a five-star match.
It's not a five-star match, though. She fucked up the table spot.
So well, how among other things.
How can it be a perfect match if they fuck up an integral part of it?
I thought he was being very gracious giving it 4.75 stars, honestly.
I would give it 4. I wouldn't give it 4.75.
I might give it 4.25. Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't fucking matter.
It doesn't.
Again,
it's a good fucking match. Go your way. Watch it. It was fun.
This show's not about that, though. You know, there's a lot of podcasts that are like, I don't know. They're really about like, this is how it is because I say so. Like, it's just two guys getting high and like, talking about wrestling.
I don't like those guys. I really don't. When I turn that shit on, it's just like, fuck you. I don't even care if I agree with them. It's like, if you take that stance that you're right and everybody else is wrong, you can easily go fuck yourself.
Really what this is like we said before, right? It's, I don't, my fucking real friends, you know, or all my other friends, they have shit going on.
Yeah, Jim, what the fuck does that mean?
No, you know what I mean. My fucking like close friends, they don't care about wrestling at all, as much less Japanese wrestling or fucking Mexican wrestling and shit. So this is just one chance at the end of the week I can finally like talk about all the bullshit, and it's a good time.
Exactly.
I don't claim to be. I think we never claim to be experts. But that match is not a 5-star match.
No.
You see the other scores? He gave, I mean, what, 3.25 for Nikki Bella and Ronda Rousey? I mean, that's.
Easily give it a 3 just because it what they did, they did it well. You know what I mean? The story wasn't much of one there, but the fact that Nikki Bella lasted so long in the ring with Ronda Rousey kind of kills any star rating for that match, because how do you take that match seriously when you know that would never happen?
Yeah. I didn't, some things I didn't like. So she buries, Becky buries Charlotte in a mountain of chairs, and she still gets up, which I was like, But then Becky immediately begs off.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. You're like, you fucked this person up, you buried them in chairs, they barely got up at 10, and then you beg off? Like, I don't... To me, that's questionable fucking agency. I don't know what that is. I thought it was a good match, though.
Worthy. It was, and very rarely does a WWE... main roster women's match make our top 3 list.
I mean, they did a lot of shit, right?
They did, and it was fun. I feel like I say that about all the top 3 matches, but I don't consider them a top 3 match unless they're fun. But this match was entertaining as all hell. Like they pulled out all the stops where at certain points in time, it doesn't become that, oh, these are two women wrestling. It's like, these are wrestlers wrestling. You know what I mean? I didn't have that. I hate to call it a stigma, but a lot of people look at it as a stigma. As soon as they see two women in the ring, it's just like, okay, whatever. But I don't know. They captivated my attention, and they made me want to, sit on the edge of my seat and just want to see the outcome of this. And the fact that they went with Becky says a lot.
I was impressed, actually. Yeah. Pretty impressed by that. But I felt like this should have, I mean, you should have done a double turn right here, honestly.
I agree. I agree completely. But going into the Ronda Rousey match in Survivor Series, I understand why they tried to keep her a little bit heelish.
Yeah. I guess you have to, but why do that? I don't know what you benefit. Like, what is the benefit of having your two champions? Like, why put yourself in that spot once a year? Would you do that? Like, would you willingly book a show like that? Or
no.
Because, like, what do you do here? Like, one of your champions beats the other one? I don't.
First off, Jim, let me give you some little bit of tidbit of knowledge here. If I were to book a show that had to have two brands, I'd only have one world champion. I'd also only have one tag team champion. I'd have a mid-card title on each show. And guess what? Maybe on Survivor Series, I'd have those two face off. Sure, fuck it. It's a mid-card title. Who the fuck cares? Mm. But a world title, you know, the women, I would just have it segregated. You got one world title, one women's title, and one tag team title. Hell, you know, I seen an idea. Lance Storm tweeted out an idea where everybody's talking about, like, let's get women's tag titles. And he said, how about you be different and just get a women's trios title? At least it's different. And hell, fuck, it is. It's different.
I don't know.
Oh, I would do it well before a tag title. Well before.
Well, they hand out signs, man.
Like, I know. There's
people reporting that they were handing out signs like that. We, you know, we want a women's tag, whatever the fuck. I don't know.
Which
is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. The fact like, that there's so little women on that roster. And are you just going to have the women's tag title travel from show to show? No other title? I think not. You're going to have
put them on both fucking shows.
And then, it's like, fuck me, man. That's a guarantee that I will never watch a segment, is if you bring women's tag titles in, because it's just going to be pointless. When you look at this whole evolution, and it's like, women are treated differently now in the WWE environment. It's like, you look at Lana with her cheating storyline. You look at Carmella, who was going to, she's the champion because she's hot. It's like, are they really?
Yeah.
You know,
exactly. It's nonsense, man. And also, just in closing on this, they closed the show with the wrong match. Fucking idiots. Why would you do that? Just
I don't know.
Put the Rousey Bella match up before this. The end of this would have been amazing.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then, dude. We'll get further into Evolution. I mean, fuck that show. I mean, I like that match, but there's good shit. There's shit to complain about on there, too. But any other one, top three, is Bryan and Styles.
Yes, the opening show of SmackDown, or the opening match of SmackDown.
Yeah.
Not Crown Jewel.
Oh, yeah. I hope you all enjoyed it, because it's probably not going to happen again.
Yeah,
or it'll happen like 25 more times. One of the
now, apparently, this match is a carbon copy of what they were supposed to do at Crown Jewel. So the fact that Bryan lost shouldn't speak anything of what their plans for Bryan will be in the future. It is suspect, though, that he lost clean. And it's like, okay, well, how do you come back from that? But, I mean, as Daniel Bryan, you could tell the story that, okay, well, I'm going to come back and give you everything plus more. You know, and they might do that, but
they might fucking bury the guy, too.
They might bury him. Who knows?
You pay him. You just sign him to this new deal worth all this. I mean, I can only imagine how much money they paid to keep him there. And then I'll spend the next like year or whatever just burying the guy.
But if he signed a contract, I would imagine it was for 3 years at least, you know, because they always seem to sign for 2 to 3 years.
I thought he signed a short-term one that took him through the end of the year.
And maybe it was. Hopefully, that's all it was, because I'm tired of seeing Daniel Bryan in WWE. Honestly, Jim, I'm tired of watching WWE in general. I'm just tired.
Yeah. I'm fucking tired, man. So tired. Yeah.
The match was good.
Shit.
It was a good match. At least that was a version of a match that we haven't seen. A lot of people have never seen in, fuck, probably, what, 15 years?
I have no idea how long it's been, but yeah, a long time. It was, you know, it was good. So,
yeah. So,
I knew that was going to be the case. I knew they were going to end up like writing it off of there, and it was very just piss poor. Same with Raw. It was just like, fuck it.
Yeah. There's so many better ways you could have done it, but I mean, the fact that Shane won the World Cup is another piss poor storytelling quality that they have, and their new Universal Champion. So let's just go with the fact that everybody knows WWE can't tell a story to wipe their own ass. So yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what else do you want to talk about with Evolution? So a fellow podcaster in New York was saying that someone tried to give him tickets.
Yes.
And they got free tickets with a calzone.
That would explain why the building was so full.
Yeah.
But pretty ridiculous. On a bright side, though, at least that building looked full.
Yeah. I guess there was also tickets for like $675. So
it's pretty cheap.
Pretty cheap, yeah.
But now, why you still wouldn't get me into the door if all I could buy was a nosebleed seat for $675? I wouldn't go.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I don't know how many people were there. You couldn't see, so
exactly. It was really dark. But yeah. You know, I'd rather that look for a wrestling show. That's my preferred look. I like it darker.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's fair, but I think they're doing it just to hide everything.
They had a couple camera shots where it looked really full. Really, they showed every area of the building. So,
yeah, what do you think about the hailstorm playing?
I didn't watch that because I don't give a fuck about hailstorm.
I watched it live.
I didn't. We were recording the latest episode of the Federation when this was going on live, and then we watched it after, and we skipped all the unnecessary stupid shit.
Yeah, I wish I had the quote, but he made some remark about how they're, you know, breaking the ground and, you know, in music or something. Like,
no, they're not.
Like,
nobody knows.
No female artist has ever, you know, done anything in music or something.
Yeah, no, because Adele is not huge, right? Like,
well, I mean, Aretha Franklin wasn't huge, right?
No, she was not. She wasn't the queen of soul. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's been too long. It's 2018, and you know women aren't allowed to do music. I mean, thank you, Hailstorm, for
thank you, Lizzie Hale,
for breaking down the barriers for everyone. So,
oh man,
yeah. But yeah, I don't really, you know, while we're in it, I don't really care that much to talk about this. What do you want to talk about?
I'm on a complete different side of the fence as you. I really enjoyed Evolution. I did too.
I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just at this point. I'm like,
like you got
a long time ago.
There was the 3-on-3 match to me was the obvious low point of the show.
That sucked.
Yeah. Then let's just discard that to the trash bin and forget it ever happened because I don't care to talk about that. You got the tag match, which. At least Trish Stratus and Lita were fun. You know what I mean? It wasn't anything to behold, especially in the ring with, you know, Alicia Fox of all people. But Alexa Bliss sure did look fuckable.
Alicia Fox, who like misses breaking up the pin, and Mickie James screams right into the camera for her.
Yeah, you knew what you're getting in that match. But it's just nostalgia pop is all it was for.
Battle Royal after that.
The Battle Royal was fun. It was fun. You know, it was as clumsy as some spots were, it was fun. Who won? I can't remember. Nia Jax.
Dude.
Yes. But other than
over that, the super over Ember Moon. Ember Moon is crazy over somehow.
Probably the most over of anybody that night. She got a huge pop.
Yeah. I don't understand how. I mean, like, I like her as well, but like the way they booked her and everything, like, how is she over? I don't know.
She also has no character.
You know, she's over despite being like, yeah, just horribly handled.
Yeah. I wish Toni Storm and Io Shirai had more time. I really wish they would have got more than 10 minutes because that match could have been so much better. But it was still a good match. But, I mean, how good can a 10-minute match be? You know?
Yeah. Doing some shit on the apron, German. On the apron, fuck.
But how you look at Io Shirai, when she is stretching out women, And I don't mean that in a sexual way, not in a purely Stu Hart way, you know. I'm gonna let Stu Hart tell this story, okay?
Well, Io Shirai, that sexy little East lady, I'm up in heaven just rain and showers of white dust down all over the place because it's Io Shirai. But the way she smiles when she's stretching people out gets me hard. Because I smile like that when I stretch people hard. And, you know, I'm an old man. My balls don't take much to get really, really razzled. And Io Shirai does it for me, yeah.
Yeah, very fucking good. Of course, though. Dude, and then Steph has to come down and Triple H has to come down. And,
Oh, yeah.
I guess Sarah Motto, however you say her name. She should have been in that battle royal.
She should have. I agree. That was your tweet I seen, right?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. I seen a tweet where somebody said that Kairi Sane, she's like, they were serious about this now. Kairi Sane has taken better to the WWE audience than Io Shirai as a diss against Io Shirai. Bitch, Kairi Sane's been on WWE TV for a fucking year. Io Shirai's been on there for 4 shows. Like, seriously.
Yeah. And all she does is just like miss her moonsault every fucking match of the Mae Young Classic. Have you seen that?
Every match besides for the semifinals. But yeah.
She shits the bed on those. Yeah. But yeah, I thought that was a good match. What are they going to do with that? They don't have any idea what to do with a Japanese woman, much less 3 Japanese women.
Unless Hunter holds on to him until Vince dies and just doesn't let him leave.
I mean, NXT didn't do a lot with Sane, though, really. Like, what is she? She came in. She's a pirate princess. She did no, like, I was all for, I don't even like fucking Baszler. And I don't think that a transgender woman should be wrestling women, but no less. But I was like, you fucking put the belt on her. At least she does something with it, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to those babyface characters, the chase is always better than the run. You know what I mean? Especially when you've got a women's champion that really can't speak English. So therefore, the storylines that you're going to do have to be played out in the ring or through physical attributes. And you know, sometimes it's just not the easiest thing to do in American wrestling, American culture. So you know, it kind of falls to the wayside.
Yeah. I mean, they got the other horsewomen involved here. Yes. I don't know. Which one is a... I think the Jessamyn Duke seen a bunch of... She's the one that had the leaks online, I think.
Yes. Yes, with those Excellent. Leaks of a 13-year-old boy. She looks like naked.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that bad.
I mean, there's just nothing there. There's no tits, no nothing. It's just like mosquito bites.
Yeah. Yeah. But Baszler retains in that match against Sane. You know, I thought it was... second best match of the show.
I agree. I thought the match was fun. You know, I like Shayna Baszler. I don't want to say that I'm enthused. It's just like, oh fuck, I love her. But I mean, it's I find it easy to watch. I think she comes off as a badass, and you know, I'm excited to see. Not excited. That's the wrong word to say. I'm intrigued to see where they go with this obvious Survivor Series match. Or no, it can't. Well, yeah, I guess Survivor Series match, you know, 3-on-3, maybe.
Yeah. See about that. I thought it was all right. I like how they added booing into the video for Charlotte and Becky. They put booing in for her.
Yeah. Did we expect anything other than that for the WWE, though?
Yeah. And then we talked about the Becky and Charlotte match, Rousey and Nikki Bella, dude. I mean.
Yeah. It was at least it was practice beyond belief, you know.
Yeah.
We didn't get what you would get for a normal, regular, run of the mill pay per view match, and that's just two girls going out there with you know an idea of what they're going to do, but never done it before. At least they done this ad nauseum, where there was no emotion. There was no It was a good match, but there was nothing in between the moves. You know what I mean? They just went from one move to another move.
It's just way longer than it needed to be.
Yeah, it was.
And also, in the end, man, I don't understand. Like, that thing on the, that whole thing on the ramp. And, dude, like, I don't even think it's being a stickler to say, like, just at least hold up kayfabe on the show. You know? Yeah. Like, can you do it on the show? I mean, this is like... this is like some drama movie. Well, not even really, but this is like at the end of a movie with all the characters like come out together and like fucking bow or something. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just like heel women crying up there, clapping with next to all of them. I just like fuck off, man. I really hate that shit.
Well, if you're watching a movie, the cast doesn't come out and you know bow and be happy, and,
right?
Hug each other.
At a play they do, I guess.
At a play they do, but you know, normally a play is not filmed from you know what I mean? Yeah. It's not played on TV. A play, you've got people acting it out, so you've got to suspend your disbelief right there, knowing that this is going on in front of me on a set. It doesn't look like it's real life, but I'm going to pretend that it's real life. And at the end, you know, they bow because you've been a good audience. With wrestling, if this was not a televised show, I'd say go for it.
Yeah. It's just like, could you maybe just at least on the show? If you're not going to do it on the show, then like, where are you going to do it? You know, it's fucking. And I don't even care about the other shit, you know, outside. Some people really care, you know, like they don't care about anything else. But like on the show, maybe you would want to try it.
The fact that these independent contractors that have no health care can't be friends with each other. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Like, that just blows my fucking mind that you're going
to. Yeah. That people think that. Just, yeah. Well, don't put it on Twitter. Like, dude.
Who the fuck cares? It's their Twitter.
Yeah. We judge it as we judge. Like you said, we judge it as we judge movies and television. Yeah. Right? That's how I judge wrestling.
Can fucking Jennifer Lawrence take a picture with Hugh Jackman, even though she's fucking Mystique and he's Wolverine? Yes. Of course they can. They can fuck for all I care. Have babies. Yeah. I don't care. Lucky for you, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. Fair enough, man. That's Evolution. I thought that was a pretty good show for what it was.
I was shocked on how much I enjoyed it because I had such low standards.
Well, could you have had any lower standards going into it?
I mean, I could have had the standards that I would have had for Crown Jewel, which were lower than Evolution, that's for sure.
Well, that'd be rightfully so. Do you want to talk about that at all?
We might as well. Should we bring in Ahab the Arab to do it?
Ahab, yeah. Dude, it's... I don't even understand what they were trying to do here. New Day wrote a magic carpet, which popped me, because it's like, I mean, the people seemed into it, but it's like, isn't that racist?
You think. I mean, in today's society where you can't really tell what's bad and what's good because... I mean, there's so many people. There's somebody to get mad at everything. So, you know, no matter what you do, somebody's going to call bullshit on it. You know, you can just be like, you know, I don't like you, Donald Glover, because your music is shit. I bet you there's one person on Twitter that will think that I'm doing that because I'm racist. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there was nothing to this fucking show, honestly.
No, I wouldn't imagine. I wouldn't imagine there was much to do. I, fortunately enough, was working. So,
yeah.
And we're recording this Friday night. And
Nakamura defeated Rusev in a kickoff show match. Cool. Mysterio defeats Orton. Orton fucks him up after the match.
Yeah. Yeah, this whole tournament was stupid.
Dude, yeah, Miz defeats Jeff Hardy. Rollins defeats Lashley. So, like, Lashley... they switch him heel, they give him a dude, and they book this guy who looks like he's carved out of fucking concrete, and they just beat him every week.
Yeah. And his mouthpiece is getting more over than he is every week.
Yeah, and what are you setting up, him versus the, you know, Rush? I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know. But I would Ziggler much rather see Leo Rush in a predominant role than Lashley.
Yeah, fair enough. Ziggler defeats Angle, which is funny.
Yeah, like why? Why? Like, why is Angle not at least getting a win?
Yeah, fuck him. That's why. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just weird. The Bar defeat New Day by fucking nefarious means. With the bar with Big Show.
I think Big Show's a part of the bar now. I'm pretty sure that's how it goes.
I don't know. And this was a tag, I believe a title match, even though it was 3-on-3. I don't know.
Yeah, that's why, because Big Show's a part of the bar now, and they do that free bird rule, so it's like 3-on-3.
Yeah, because he's with them because?
Because he's the Big Show.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the shit that, like, you know, irritate me about this. Like, why?
Yeah.
No explanation.
No.
Why would you fuck it? Miz defeats Rey Mysterio, which is
blows my mind.
Yeah. Ziggler defeats Rollins.
And to me, you got Dean Ambrose on this fucking show. He's backstage. He's there because somebody's got to protect Maeve Renee Young, right? And so you've got Rollins, who's in a match with Ziggler, and their way out of Rollins winning that match is to have McIntyre interfere? What?
Yeah.
Why do you have Dean Ambrose, you know, fly over to Saudi Arabia when and not have him do anything? You could have progressed at least that storyline a little bit.
Yeah, well, fuck it, you know. Styles defeats Samoa Joe. Just quit, man. Like, on SmackDown, it was like Joe comes out and fucks him up, and like you're like, yeah, but no, because you know what's going to happen. Yeah, this doesn't matter. Like, Samoa Joe out in mom jeans fucking beating somebody down. It's like whatever, man. It's
how much... I don't want to rag on AJ Styles, but how much better would Brock Lesnar and Samoa Joe be at Survivor Series? I suppose we already had beat that, Joe. Didn't we? We already got that.
They beat him.
Yeah.
When he was the guy for a long time, I was like, fuck, man, him and Brock would be a cool match. And, you know, you haven't beat Brock. No. So... not headlining this show either. You had the title match where Lesnar just destroys Strowman, gets no offense. Yeah. Because Corbin comes down and hits Strowman with the belt, and then he just takes 47 F5s. And that's it. Brock Lesnar is your champion again.
I don't get that. Why does Brock Lesnar have to be your champion? Why? Why? There's no fucking reason why. Raw's ratings went down without Brock Lesnar, so just like, oh, we need him back.
I don't know, dude. I don't fucking know. And then The Miz is injured, allegedly, early on. Obviously, a work. And Shane McMahon's, you know, replaces him and defeats. So in a tournament to decide the best in the world, Shane McMahon defeats Dolph Ziggler in 2018.
Yep. Yep, he did. In less than 4 minutes, too, Jim.
Dude. You know what this show is, man? It's the old man being pissed is what this is. He's gotten shit. He got shit from people about this show. He's been getting shit from people about how awful it's been. And this is him just telling you, you know what, I'm going to fucking do whatever I want to do. I think this was a middle finger to everybody. Like, fuck you. Shane McMahon, dude.
It's like you got a wrestler in the ring getting you know, punked by a guy that wrestles maybe once a year and has never had any real formal training in wrestling. Hence why his punches are so goddamn bad.
Well, I'm sure he's had some kind of training from somebody, but yeah, his punches suck.
Well, I mean, you can train somebody in like 2 days to do what Shane does. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just don't get it, man. Like, you couldn't have booked this show more backwards, if you ask me. I don't know.
Yeah. No, there's so many ways that you could have went with this show, but you didn't. So, yeah. Fuck them.
Questionable. And that fucking old man match was just terrible. Fucking terrible.
Yeah. I mean, one thing I will say from seeing some screenshots and little clips, at least Shawn Michaels didn't, you know, from the neck down, doesn't look like an old man. You know what I mean?
He looks,
his body, he's in good shape. He's in really good shape. But,
yeah. Triple H tore his pec early in this match, by the way.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, he's 15 years old. Give it up.
Yeah. He's returned, to the U.S. to have surgery on it. Exactly, dude. I would never wish injury on anybody, but this guy is... You're 50, dude. Fuck off already. There's no reason for this shit. No,
there isn't. We don't need...
And Shawn, You see Shawn Michaels do like a moonsalt and shit and get
damn
like,
near kill himself.
Yeah, dropped on his fucking head.
Oh.
Like two almost 7 foot tall guys. Like, can't catch this motherfucker.
Because you're old as tits. One's a mayor and one should be dead, but he's not.
His gimmick has become reality at this point.
Yeah, he is in real life more dead than he has been in his whole career. So, as a dead man.
Yeah, there's nothing of note. Like I said, the most interesting thing on this show is that New Day rode a magic carpet thing down to the ring.
And in wrong ways, Brock Lesnar winning the title and Shane McMahon becoming the World Cup Championship and holding that trophy so dear.
Jesus Christ. Dude. Fucking absurd. It's just, it's getting worse and worse. Every week it's like, could this get any worse?
Yes, it can. Every week it gets worse. It does.
Much worse. It can be much, much worse. So, yeah, fucking don't watch that show.
Which was better, Evolution or Crown Jewel?
Evolution by by a long shot.
Yeah.
Fucking Crown Jewel sucked. So, that is that shit. I guess we can talk about the news if you want.
This week in the news... New Japan's handing out money. Sin Cara's got an award in Mexico. And much, much more. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to you. There is not a ton of news this week, man.
No, I think it's one of those weeks where there's enough to talk about with the Saudi Arabia deal, Evolution and Crown Jewel, that a lot of people probably just sat on the news for next week. You know what I mean? Instead of releasing it, there's enough to talk about now, which is smart in a way. Sucks for us.
Yeah, I mean, they announced some challengers for the NWA Championship.
Oh, did they?
This is where we're at now, yeah.
Oh, I mean, man, who's this, Jim?
He'll be defending the title against Brandon Scott at a Maryland Championship Wrestling event. Yeah. And then he'll be taking on Billy Gunn at an event in Puerto Rico.
What?
Yeah.
Billy Gunn, really?
We're in Watch your back in the shower, bro. Yeah, watch yourself in the shower.
I just assume blow my brains out.
You're going to love this one. And then he'll be taking on Jack Swagger at WrestleCade during Thanksgiving weekend.
Hell yeah.
That's the best one.
It is.
I guess.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. I mean, NWA, that world title's really rising to prominence. Buddy.
I'm surprised anybody still like will go wrestling in Puerto Rico.
Right? You think you'd stop after Bruiser Brody got shanked to death?
I'm like here apologizing to my to my woman.
Why?
Well, sometimes I'm an asshole. All the time I'm an asshole. We're breaking down the walls.
Yeah, breaking the fourth wall there, you're getting to see what Jim's life is like, and who he is, really.
Is he really? Yeah, she was, like, making a ruckus, man, and I, like, fucking muted my mic, and, like without thinking, I just, like, you know, I was angry, like, you
Shut
know,
up!
Like, and afterward, I'm like, oh, shit, that was rude, I'm sorry. I have to live with the show. It's Friday night, it's a loose show.
It is.
So, yeah, what other stories you got?
Let's see here. We had Sin Cara being honored with a Puesto de la Limoneras, a.k.a. Plaza of the Stars. I probably butchered that. Tony Vasquez, you tell me how well I did with that. And if you give me a good grade, I'll be really happy. But it serves as Mexican's equivalent to the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Now, there's one problem with this, Jim.
It's on a dirt road.
Okay, there's two problems with this, Jim. One is that Sin Cara that accepted the award is not actually Sin Cara.
Yeah.
So it's Hunico when the award is really for Mystico, who became a god in Mexico. Had his own comic book and everything. But
do they not know? Or maybe it's like,
I don't know. I have no idea. It's beyond me.
Well,
it's just ludicrous. It's my what the fuck moment of the week. Really?
Yeah, that's kind of odd. I don't know what else I got, man. So, Jim Ross.
Yeah, I was just gonna say.
Kind of fueling, I guess. I mean, he made some comments that are like, maybe they are gonna start a wrestling company.
Yeah, and it was on a panel with Chris Jericho, who was a part of the same rumor. So who knows? Who really knows? It would be nice, you know what I mean, for somebody to really come and give a reason for the boys to jump to another ship. You know what I mean? Because this all stems from they were talking about Rey Mysterio not being, you know, almost being not allowed to join the cruise. So
yeah. Which is weird too, right?
Yeah, so you know, JR essentially said that one of these days somebody's going to come along and create another company, and the boys won't have to worry about that bullshit. So, I mean, I think some punches were thrown there where Jim Ross is probably not going back to the WWE anytime soon.
His deal is up, so.
So let the sparks fly, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And on top of that, with, you know, the rumor of that company coming around and throwing money at people, you also got New Japan, who are throwing monstrous amounts of money at WWE guys.
There's like who?
Nobody has been named, but one top WWE guy was made an offer that is surprised anybody that heard of it. He got an offer for way more money than he would make in WWE for less dates to work for New Japan.
Really?
Yeah, so. That all comes with New Japan. They released their yearly analysis, and they doubled their income from last year. So, I mean, fuck. It works.
I don't know. Who do you think you could... You can't just take any guy from there. No. I think a Rollins could work.
A Rollins would be fantastic. Could you imagine a Rollins-Okada match?
Yeah.
Like,
just Rollins against, like, tons of guys.
Oh, yeah. No, anybody in New Japan and Rollins would be a great match. But on the same hand, going back to Survivor Series, Rollins and Nakamura is a matchup we haven't seen. And I bet you it could be interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I guess.
If it's not Nakamura that we know and love, but
I think Anderson's going to end up going. I don't know about Gallows, but I think Anderson's going to go back.
I'd say good for him. You know, he's got that hot Asian wife. Bring her back home.
Right. I don't know. He has kids too, though. They both have kids. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'd want to go to Japan if I had kids. I'd be like, yeah. Sorry, got to work. Got to go get drunk on shit on sake with fucking...
with good brothers.
With Gallows all the time, yeah.
Can you imagine?
You got to go party and wrestle fucking in the undercard in tag matches in Japan for 2 weeks. Sorry.
But I think New Japan with a guy like Rollins, Daniel Bryan, you know, those two are the real top ones that I would be open to seeing.
There's a lot of guys that just wouldn't work, right? I mean,
yeah, like you take Mojo Rawley, that shit ain't gonna fly.
Right? Yeah,
you know, like there's something to say with a guy like Chad Gable, who has all the talent in the world but can't catch a break in the WWE. I think you could look at Chad Gable being like a Juice Robinson type of guy, where like, you can go over there and just become a fucking superstar. Because who the fuck thought CJ Parker, the hippie dude from NXT, was going to become anything? You know?
Yeah.
He like goes no fun. And it's like, holy fuck, I love him.
Yeah, he's great. Because that's interesting, man. We'll see you know, what happens with that. But
yeah. And then my other piece of news was Triple H tearing his pec. So I'm tapped out on the news.
Fuck his pack. It's not really news, but I did want to bring up the Hardy Halloween special and how fucking great that was.
It was. I had it all forgot about, but that was absolutely fantastic.
Oh shit! Yeah, if you haven't watched it, definitely check it out. Describe. I promise.
Describe the back. Loved it.
Yeah, dude. So many references. To just old shit, man. I really enjoyed it.
Stuff that you had to watch TNA for.
Yeah. And it looks like it's going to continue, so that's awesome. I'm happy to see that.
I would be open to seeing a Halloween, Thanksgiving, because fuck it, Christmas. Yeah. I take a goddamn New Year's. Give me Easter, where Broken Matt Hardy comes back. You know what I mean? Like, he fucking rises from the tomb. Have him die on New Year's Day, and he rises on Easter just like Jesus. Oh, I would pop so hard. Father's Day, I take one. I take one every goddamn holiday, because those are lovely.
When he's with fucking Boogeyman, and Boogeyman's just, like, shoveling worms in as Matt is laughing, like, hysterically in the broken voice while shoving fucking green beans in his mouth. Yeah. What the fuck?
It's absurd, but it's so fucking entertaining. And that's the kind of stuff that I think the WWE Network can prosper with. You get yourself some original programming that's going to draw people from different sides. I think it works.
It is fucking really, really funny. We were going to talk about this at Evolution, but I forgot because I'm high. The PWI Women's Top 10. Our top 100, excuse me.
Yes. We're not going to go through the top 100 because that would be redundant and stupid.
No.
But, I mean, we can give you the top 10, I suppose.
Yeah. Ronda Rousey, 1. Alexa Bliss, 2. Charlotte Flair, 3. Io Shirai, 4. Asuka, 5. Shayna Baszler, 6. Carmella, 7. Nia Jax, 8. Iwatani is 9. Kairi Sane, 10. Lynch is 11.
So. Sasha Banks is 14.
That's all I know. Yeah.
Sasha Banks, who I watched a video of earlier, claims to be the best women's wrestler in the world.
Yeah.
And it made me think of Third Eye Blind saying they're the only great rock band left in the world. And it's like, bitch, you delusional. Third Eye Blind. Are you even a rock band? Do, 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 do. Fuck you.
So, yeah, along with the people who are mad about the, you know, Becky and Charlotte not getting 5 stars. They're also very mad that she wasn't in the top 10, despite this running from October 1st last year, 2017, until September 30th, 2018, in which time she has done nothing and been used not at all.
There you go. Take that. Battle of the Bulge.
Five-star podcast. So, of course, she's not in the top 10. She's done nothing up until this thing. Like, dude, it does nothing to assist me in liking that chick when it seems like all of her fans, not all the fans, but there is a big fan base of online who are just the biggest douches of all time, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Becky Lynch fans on Twitter.
But
Jesus.
Now, if you take that with any woman wrestler and their fan base, there is a bunch of dudes that are just unbearable. Because they're those guys that are going to, every tweet that these people are going to send out, they're going to comment on how beautiful they are, how hot they are, how much they love them, in hopes that a female will pay attention to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's pathetic. It really is.
Fucking cheesy. So that's their top 10. I think some of these are just like, I don't even understand. Iwatani, I guess from over what she's doing over there.
Yeah, I mean, she's the standout in stardom right now.
Yeah, she probably could be higher than 9, but Asuka, 5? What have they done with her? Nothing at all, dude.
Especially with the fact that the PWI is a worked list.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Dude, I understand Asuka being in somebody's top 10 because Asuka's a great wrestler. But if you're going with the kayfabe knowledge that we have, in no way, shape, or form is Asuka anywhere near the top 10.
They've literally done nothing with her. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess she won a Royal Rumble in that time. That's like it.
Well, yeah, and then lost her undefeated streak and everything else after.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
Fuck yeah, boy. So, it was decided that we make top 5.
Top 5 each.
Because I don't really like more than about 5 women wrestlers.
Yeah, my brain can't handle that.
So what do you got, dude? Number 5.
Number 5, I have Toni Storm.
Toni Storm? Yeah, that's nothing. I can't argue that. She's not on my top 5, but she wasn't early contention.
Yeah.
She's great. 22 years old, man. That's crazy.
There's the sky's the limit, you know. She can, at 22 years old, she can do anything in this business. And she's got the charisma. She's got the athletic ability. And she has that booty. So Tala Fudge approves.
Yeah. She's hot. My number five is Ring of Honor Women's Champion Sumi Sakai, okay, who has to carry piece of shit female wrestlers in Ring of Honor week in and week out. She has to try to salvage a decent match out of just the worst fucking women wrestlers. So
that is true. Mandy Leon. Oh, that's all right there.
Brandi Rhodes.
That's a shame.
Really, yeah, so I put her there because she's fucking good too.
Cool, man, that laughing fit got me good in the chest.
There you go. I'll help you clear out, dude.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
What do you got at number four?
Number four, I have Kairi Sane, the pirate princess. Just because my list is not a kayfabe list. My list is just who I find to be my five favorite women in wrestling right now. So let's go with Kairi Sane, number four.
That's interesting. So is mine.
Really, Kairi Sane?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. I wonder if our next three are going to be exactly the same. I wonder.
Could be interesting. What do you got at number three?
Tessa Blanchard.
Tessa Blanchard was my number one, actually.
Really? Oh, man. You know, I'm not even going to argue that because she is a living embodiment of everything a female wrestler should be. She is everything Charlotte. My list now doesn't make sense. Can I redact my number three?
Sure.
Charlotte.
Sure, what do you got?
Because there's no way Charlotte is as good as Tessa Blanchard.
Yeah.
No way.
She's great, man. Like, that shit, she's even that little bit they did in Mexico with Impact. I enjoy her matches. I think her character is great. She's hot in an interesting way.
And she looks like she can kick shit out of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Her character's more fleshed out than probably any, I mean, definitely any WWE woman's character.
Oh, more than likely. I can see that for sure.
So, okay. So, what do you got at number...
Who did you have for number three?
My number three is Taya.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. I understand why, but you can get...
She is... good in promos shit in Lucha. She's everywhere. She's in AAA. She's Lucha Underground. She's Impact. She's all over the place. She wrestles men. She wrestles, yeah. She's good, man. She gets bloody in Mexico. Can't fucking beat that.
I understand. I can get put in Taya Valkyrie in your top five. I get it. I do.
Yeah. What about number two?
Number two is going to be... I'll save Tessa Blanchard for my number two.
Okay. Dude, this is going to surprise a lot of people. Honestly, I put Baszler. I put Baszler there.
Holy shit. Are you... Yeah. Wait, Jim, hold the fucking phone.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know how dedicated I am to this now.
I have no qualms with you putting Shayna Baszler, because out of all the women in wrestling right now, she is the one most believable as being a badass. Because you know, we've all seen her punch women in the face and see them, you know, get hurt by it. but I'm more shocked at the fact that you're saying it. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't know if I stand by her being number two, but no, I do stand by her being in my top five.
Yeah, and you know what, man? It made me feel so good inside because now I don't feel so bad for liking Shayna Baszler.
I mean, I hate when she talks and shit.
I agree.
And I think she sounds like a 14-year-old, but...
She shouldn't talk at all.
But yeah, man, I mean, she's good. She's fucking more interesting to me than Sane, even though I think Sane's obviously way better than her. Hotter and better. But, yeah. So there you go.
And your number one is obviously Tessa Blanchard.
Yeah.
My number one is Io Shirai. Despite her two fucked up moonsaults, because I'm going to blame that on getting used to the size of the ring. But other than that, though, I think Io Shirai, to me, is the best women's wrestler in the world. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I could see that. I couldn't disagree with it, so.
The way it is to, you know, picking a top five, there's no way you can just, you know, because... All these women have merits that you know allow them and make it possible for them to be you know, in you know, the top 10 contention of any wrestler in the world. So, I mean,
yeah.
Up and down, we almost made a top 10 list, actually.
Oh, I suppose we did. All you women's.
All you women's, you all come hither. But that is the true P. That was the SCL.
Women's top five women.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, I suppose that'll do that, man. We're blasting through this show.
I mean, we're doing good. Yeah, we're about an hour in. What can we talk about for 20 minutes, Jim? Jim, I got it. It's not wrestling related. But okay. What horror movies did you watch this week?
Dude, like, not really any.
Okay, well, what horror movies? We haven't talked about this on the show, so. What horror movies have you watched leading up to Halloween?
I don't know. I don't know that I have this year, man. In the past, I always do. But I don't know. This year, I didn't really get around to it, man.
That's a shame, Jim.
I watched, like, Halloween classics.
Of course. That counts.
But not, like, horror movies.
Well, okay, what's your Halloween classics?
Dude, you put me on the spot. Now I'm high. What's that movie, man?
I'm putting you on the spot. I love putting you.
Goddamn! What's the call?
Pressing that pressure point, baby, right on the tip of your dick.
Yeah. The Monster Squad. Sorry. Think of what it was.
Oh, the old school.
Like Halloween Goonies, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I got you.
Monster Squad. That movie's fucking awesome. And we watch shit that like the lady likes. Watch like Hocus Pocus and shit, which begrudgingly I will say is kind of a fucking Halloween, you know.
I get
it. I watched it every Halloween.
It's not my thing, but I watched this pretty sweet. It wasn't really a horror movie, but it was on Netflix, Boys in the Trees. It was a good watch. You know, it told a good story. It has some good twists and turns that you didn't really see coming.
Isn't that the title of Pat Patterson's autobiography?
No, that's The Boys Between the Sheets.
It is. He likes boys. But there was other wrestling to talk about as well.
Well, I mean, we also have the preview New Japan Power Struggle as well. As
yeah,
both through Lucha Underground.
Power Struggle.
Power Struggle.
Federation. Talk about that while we're here.
Yes. Good Friends, Better Enemies. A WWF show from 1996. Let me put it lightly. You know, this just the WWF show. It was the main event is actually, you know, if you want to see the best Kevin Nash match ever, watch the show because it's in there. Wow. Shawn Michaels, Kevin Nash in a no disqualification match. It's Nash's last match before he leaves for WCW, as well as Razor Ramon has his last match against Vader before leaving for WCW. And
that's an interesting fucking time period, then.
It is, and well, that's why we did this arc, because we wanted to see, you know, like what, you know, leads into the true Monday Night Wars and who really is the best, you know, show throughout the whole deal, and is the Monday Night Wars as good as what we remember? I don't think so. I really don't. I'm pretty sure I'm going to prove all you motherfuckers wrong, and you don't want the Attitude Era back.
Yeah. All that and more on the Federation podcast. Yes. Check that shit out everywhere podcasts are found. I mean, the one thing that I always say that a lot of people don't like is that WWE has never really been good since the 80s. Since like Macho
since
Man
Hogan
and
came out, WWE has not done, you know, been good wrestling.
I don't even really like, I mean, the Attitude Era, like a little bit of Rock. Yeah. You know, a little bit of Austin, you know, some of that shit, but like on the whole,
choppy pee pee. No, man, that's not good.
I prefer WCW, like pretty much every point in history over WWE.
Well, see, that's where I want to know, because in Canada, I didn't get WCW until 1998. So like the whole beginning of the NWO, I missed and I didn't really get to watch it. So I don't really know how that feels. And I just know from 1998 on, which the wheels were starting to fall off at that point in time. And so, you know, I really want to know. Telephone wants to know.
He fucking wants to know, man. And it's finally happening. We're recording Slambury 2000. We've got it set, so expect that soon on the channel. Slambury 2000. Goddamn.
It's a doozy of a show, that's for sure.
Hear me and Jared recap and rebook that bitch on the next pay-per-view take two. So, what else we got? Shout out to Cheap Heat Graphics. I got frames for my art prints from him. Ooh. And I've put them on my wall this week. Definitely check that shit out. He's got fucking... These aren't just pictures or posters. They are fucking art. And you can fucking hang them anywhere, man. You can.
Yeah.
That was my argument. It was like, I can't put a... You know, I probably couldn't get away with a wrestling poster in the living room. But I can get away with this because it's art.
It's class.
Yeah, it is wrestling art. So I can have Hayabusa and Liger... And Abdullah the Butcher bleeding in an electric chair on the hall.
If anybody wants a Federation poster, let me know. I've been holding on to like 20 for about 6 months.
Really?
Yeah. We sent them out with the Twitter giveaways we did for like 3 weeks, and I quickly found out that I'm not responsible enough to mail out shit on a constant basis, so I gave up doing that, and now I have all these fucking posters, and like more Federation stickers than I can shake a fucking stick at. I got 90 of them. Guys, come on, give that man, buy a Federation sticker.
Nice.
$5, I'll give you a poster and a sticker. Fuck it.
There you go. The fucking Christmas sale, dude.
Exactly, Christmas sale. There we go.
To clearance. What else did we have? We talk about Power Struggle if you want. We can do that.
Yeah, we can preview the show that is Power Struggle. There's the Super Junior Tag League finals match, which would be Roppongi 3K against Bushi and Shingo Takagi versus they're doing a three-way, which is interesting.
With the champions, dude. I don't
like I agree. Why don't you just Now, obviously, the champions aren't going to be involved in the pin. Obviously. That's just a guarantee because that's how the match is laid out. I would imagine it's going to be Los Ingobernables that win and then go to take on El Desperado because there is that story between Suzuki Gun and LIJ that's been going on throughout the year. So,
I thought it was weird, but, you know. What else we got? Naito.
And
versus Sabre Jr. That should be good.
I think so. I think that's going to be, you know, as despite what William Regal says that Zack Sabre Jr. is a really gay wrestler. I think the match is going to be good.
any two of this stuff on here, Tanahashi and Finlay taking on the Golden Lovers. That could be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that should actually be quite fun, actually. You also have there's something that's not going to be fun. Taichi taking on Hiroyuki Goto for the Never Openweight Championship. Let's all hope and pray that Goto wins that title.
Yeah, that is just a fucking waste of time match right there.
It really, really is.
Yeah.
You also have the RPW British Heavyweight Championship match between Tomohiro Ishii and Minoru Suzuki. No matter how many times I see that match, I can't wait to see it again.
Yeah, I'm interested in that. We'll see. You know, that should be good. It's always good between those guys.
Yeah.
And now just that Goto and Taichi match. Fuck, that's bad. Sorry, I just want to come back to that.
It's fantastic. You also have Makabe and Hanma and Kushida taking out Tamatanga, Tangaloa, and Robbie Eagles, which I still don't know how Robbie Eagles made his way into Bullet Club. It's like, weird. Yeah. You also have Okada and Beretta taking on Jay White and Bad Luck Fale.
Yeah. So, and then, of course, the main event.
Yes.
Chris Jericho defends the Intercontinental Championship against Evil. That should be awesome.
I think so. I heard a lot of people say that they think Evil should win the title here. I don't agree. I don't know why, but I don't agree. I really think Chris Jericho should keep that title for now. Until Wrestle Kingdom. And I feel there should be somebody bigger than Evil that triumphs Jericho. Everybody has beaten Jericho. You know what I mean? Let him get a win. Fuck.
Well, he won the belt.
Well, yes. But, I mean, he couldn't win clean. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, I mean, he is a heel. He doesn't need to win clean. But, I mean, isn't this his first title defense? Right?
It is. I'm not really into Evil, though, man, if I'm honest. So.
Like, he's a good worker, but as a character, he's not there.
Yeah, dude. He's just like a kind of chubby dude. He looks like a Japanese Rob Van Dam in a shitty Halloween costume.
Yeah, he went to Halloween Alley. God fucking Halloween costume.
He didn't go before either, though. He went and like got something for 75% off on like November 1st.
Just like how I'm going to buy a box of Halloween chocolates for half off this weekend. Because
it's
the time of the year.
There you go. Should be a good show, though. I'm looking forward to it. It's what, coming up here in a few hours?
Something like that, yeah.
I think Saturday morning.
Should be... probably midnight your time, 1 o'clock my time, maybe.
I love those because I wake up and I take the missus to work when she works on the weekend, and like I get back home at like 7 a.m. It's awesome. Fire that shit up, rock a protein shake, watch some fucking New Japan, take some bong hits. Son.
That's gonna be my Saturday afternoon.
There you go. So yeah, looking forward to that show. I don't know. They announced the cards for that Lions Break project.
Yeah, the American New Japan Dojo guys finally getting their feet wet.
Yeah, I'm interested to see some of these guys because I'm not familiar with them from the Indies. I'm sure.
Me too. I don't have the list, but do you have the list?
I do have the list.
Good.
The Midnight Cannonball himself, ACH, will be taking on Carl Fredericks. That dude needs a new name.
Yeah, it's Carl.
Carl Fredericks. Liger takes on Clark Connors. That name sounds familiar, but
it's also another shitty name, Clark Connors. Like, come on.
Yeah, now. Exactly.
What are these fucking Stan Lee? Like, really?
These are like dudes you would wrestle against in the early
Jonah stages. Jameson.
In the early stages of like a wrestling career mode in a video game.
Yeah. There's characters on the Fire Pro World game. Because they got their own like SWA show as well as the New Japan thing. And some of the names there are pretty suspect.
Yeah.
Because they're all generic as fuck, right?
You also got Goto and Rocky Romero taking on Jeff Cobb and Taguchi.
Should be fun.
And Omega, David Finley. That's the November 11th show. Should have done the 10th one first. God damn it. Oh, well, you know how it goes. And the 10th is Goto versus Cobb, Liger and Finley versus ACH and Clark Connors, and then Rocky Romero and Taguchi. So it's really only a few people just kind of wrestling different matches each day.
Yeah. I mean, it's still going to be interesting to see what those new guys are all about.
Yeah.
If it's anything like New Japan is on the regular basis, these guys are going to be quite good. Don't expect them to do some crazy shit because you all know how the young boys are. You know, you start with a Boston Crab and a goddamn drop kick, and you learn from there. You master that, and you learn from there. So,
yeah. Well, and Shibata's their fucking coach here. So
exactly, as long as he doesn't teach them how to do headbutts, we're fucking golden.
Yeah, do you see that Shibata doc on New Japan World? That's pretty cool. It's on their YouTube.
What? Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a documentary.
It's on New Japan's YouTube?
Yeah, it's like a 20-minute documentary on Shibata and shit. Pretty cool. Him, like, living in America and talking about the dojo. And that channel actually has a lot of really good shit.
They do.
Lately.
That new Kevin Kelly show is really good.
Yeah. Dude, while we're talking about New Japan... fucking Lanny Poffo. Have you heard any of this commentary that he's been doing?
Fortunately, no, I haven't.
Oh, dude, it's the fucking worst.
I've heard it's really bad.
They better not hire him. For the love of God.
Callis has already been hired back.
Yeah, but they still need other people. Who's this other guy they have? Some Canadian guy who's
newscaster.
I have no idea who he is.
He was on one of the... I thought I'd seen him on one show, and he wasn't bad. You know?
Yeah, you got to get somebody else. Right?
Or at least find the guy you want and let them get acclimatized to the product. And then, you know, because we all didn't like Kevin Kelly and Cyrus when they first started because you know, it took a while for them to learn it. So,
dude, here's a Tiger Mask is having a match, right? And he's like, I wrestled Tiger Mask in 1982. Is it the same guy? I swear to God, he said that.
Did he really say that? Is it the same
guy? Yeah. In a Young Lions match, one did like a bridging suplex or something. And he said that he'd do a better bridging suplex than that guy. Yeah, putting himself over. Powerful,
you also suck your own dick, so...
Exactly, dude.
Take that into account, man.
And either that makes everything you say completely irrelevant, or it makes it very important, I guess. Exactly. Depends on...
Exactly, depends on which way you fucking turn, man.
Depends on how you look at it, right? Yeah, either listen to everything he says, or listen to nothing he says based on the fact that he can suck his own dick off. Yeah, and people have seen it done.
Yeah, people. He's done it in front of people.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Weird, yeah. Man. If somebody was like, "Hey, want to watch me suck my own dick?" I would be out of there so fast. Louis C.K. never seen somebody run away from him as fast as I would run away from him. I'd be the fastest fat man in the world.
Because an older episode of this show where Mikey G, our boy Mikey G. He didn't see it, but he confirmed on the show that he had asked him about it. So,
great.
And he confirmed that he indeed can, so, or at least used to be able to. So there's that.
Maddening. Wow.
Yeah. Pretty fucking gross. We didn't talk about Raw or SmackDown. I don't really care.
Nothing to talk about. We should go through Ultima Lucha though before we. There's only a couple episodes of this Lucha Underground left this season. We can't miss the biggest ones.
Yeah, I was just looking at my notes for Raw and stuff, and it's like, still doing that Gable and Rude shit with the Ascension. It's unbelievable. It's a joke. At this
rinse,
point.
You know, rinse, wash, repeat.
Yeah,
it's so annoying. Like. I tweeted at you today, something along the lines of, is this like one step closer to us not reviewing WWE? And you no-sold it? I was like, oh.
No, I asked if we stopped covering it, will you stop watching it?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. And then looking at my SmackDown notes here too, and it's so funny, like, at the end of the show, Orton stands tall. And then loses in the first round of this thing. What? I don't get it.
Yes.
I don't get it. Yeah, those shows suck. I don't want to talk about them. Ultima Lucha Cuatro.
Yes, we started off with a fantastic, or, yeah, you know what I'm going to say, fantastic trios elimination match.
Yeah, what about the story progression at the beginning? With Aerostar and the detective, he gets her hat, the medallion.
Yes, and she goes to the other side of the cosmos. Story, dude.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, that's because then the native family that we see in the flashbacks are her, right? She's the kid.
Yeah. So and her dad was the guy who died, and it is talked about like, oh, it only won't work for a woman, which is something we've heard. And he's like, Aerostar's like, that's a lie. You know, that was we had to say that at the time, otherwise. The people would have wanted him to use it on himself and shit. So we really found out a lot more. He has her half of the pen now. So I don't know where that's going, but that shit's cool. I love the character of Aerostar, you know,
just going hopping in and out of galaxies. It's fantastic.
Yeah. If he can go to the future and shit and he knows the future, then how does he ever lose a match?
That's very true. That is very true. But yeah. I mean, you can't win them all, right?
You can't win them all. Yeah, it was a three-way trios match, trios tag. I thought it was good, man.
Yeah, you know, you had the Reptile Tribe, the Rabbit Tribe, and then the thrown together combination of Sammy Guevara, Ivelisse, and Exolicious. Exolicious, yeah. Who really had a good showing in this match too.
Yeah, for sure, man. I really enjoyed this match. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Killer Cross doing as he should, killing motherfuckers in the beginning. That was awesome.
Doesn't he come off as a fucking beast?
He does. He does. Man. If there's one thing they know how to do, it's like how to book a dude to be a bad motherfucker,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they do that really well. And then the imagery too of when Sammy Guevara, is it? Guevara,
yeah.
Spits the blood into Killer Cross's face. That whole shot of just him drenched in blood was fantastic.
And dude, how about that fucking Spanish fly off the balcony to Cobra Moon onto the pile of people from Sammy Guevara? I was like, that was crazy. I popped hard for that.
I did too. I was smoking a joint in my shed when I watched that. I was like, holy fuck. Like as loud as that too. And it's just like 11 o'clock at night and I was like, oh, somebody's probably gonna think I'm getting shanked in my shed. I better be quiet.
Yeah, he fucks up at the end too. I love the White Rabbit takes Guevara out, so they're down 2-2 versus 3, and the Reptile Tribe retained. Fun match, man. Really good.
Yeah, it was. It was really fun.
And Taya defeated Ricky Mundo by submission.
Yeah,
it wasn't great.
It was 4 minutes. How good is a match going to be in 4 minutes?
Is it really 4 minutes?
4 minutes, 10 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah.
In the end, she throws Ricky through a table, steals the doll. So that should be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, and let's say she throws Ricky through the table as well because it was an obvious attempt at a choke slam. But
yeah,
women choke slamming men doesn't really work.
Yeah, it's not really going to be the case. But Ultima Lucha Cuatro Part Uno was El Fantástico.
It was.
Is that a Spanish word? No.
It is now.
I tell you something, man. I lately been kicking around. I'm like, I want to learn another language just to be like, you know, fucking better than people. no, I want to be like fucking badass and know the other language. I'm like, well, if I want to learn another language, I should learn Spanish because that's the most sensible second language to learn.
Well, I mean, if you live in the States, sure.
Yeah, right. And
for me, it's French.
It's fucking way harder than I thought, dude. I'm like, oh, this won't be that hard. It's pretty fucking hard to learn another language. How does fuck did John Cena learn Chinese? God damn it.
He's a robot, man. That's all I can say. He's a robot. He's got a computer bank in his head, and it just saves via USB drive. That's it.
I don't know how he does it, man.
I don't either. I tried to learn French in from grade 6 to 10. Grade 6 to 12. Second year of grade 12, Jim, I was still taking French. And I don't know fuck all. I can ask you how to use the toilet.
Yeah.
In French.
That's it. That's all you got out of it?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, like, if somebody came up and been like, ça va bien, I'm like, comme si, comme ça. That's it. That's all I know. Ça va bien is how are you? Comme si, comme ça means I'm okay. Right? That's it. That's all I know.
Fucking great. I did not catch NXT this week. Did you? Is there anything of merit?
I watched it in a fever dream. Where I've been horribly sick all week. You couldn't really tell by my voice, but if you my voice in the last episode of the Federation is starting to wean, and now my voice is coming back. So I missed that whole awkward stage, and I watched NXT in bed sick, and I would fall asleep every 15 minutes because I'm sick.
I mean, they set up Gargano and Black for the next pay-per-view, which, you know, I'm looking forward to that. That'll be awesome.
They set up the teams for the War Games match as well.
Oh, yeah. So do you have those handy or no?
No, not really.
No. All right.
It's the Undisputed Era, and I do believe that it's – I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, there's four of them, so that's all you need.
Yeah. Well, it's Undisputed Era. The other team, I believe, is just a mismatch of people.
Mm.
So,
is Dunn one of them?
I believe it's like Dunn, Ricochet, and that troop of guys. You know,
yeah.
I believe. Oh fuck!
It's dying, man.
Yeah, Velveteen Dream might be in it, but.
There you go. Yeah, that's like 2 weeks away, or what? How far away is that shit?
It's 3 weeks away.
3 weeks away.
Yeah. So this week we got Power Struggle. Next week we got nothing. Oh my. That's actually shocking to hear. And then the week after that, Survivor Series, I believe. So.
Well, we got Ultima Lucha Cuatro Part Dos.
That takes place on a Wednesday, though, so that's fine.
Yeah, there you go. That's true. Cool. Well, I think that's about all of the shit I had to talk about.
I think we did the very concise, good show without Raw and SmackDown, and I'm very happy we didn't have to talk about that bullshit.
There's nothing to talk about, dude. Really when there's something to talk about, we'll do it. But yeah. I mean,
Do you really want us to talk about Shane McMahon saying he's going to fire somebody if they didn't win? Like, are you stupid? You want to beat your sister so bad that the loser, if he loses, you're going to fire him so Steph can gain him. Good job, you fucking loser.
What do you think of no advancing of the Ambrose? It's funny because earlier in the day I was thinking, I'm like, you know, I don't know if I'd have him say anything for a while. So when they did that, I was actually like, wow, it's kind of exactly what I was thinking about.
I like that because, in my opinion, that match should be a WrestleMania match. That's just my opinion because the stakes in that match should be a match for WrestleMania. But that's 6 months away.
Oh, Royal Rumble. I mean, I'd take
Royal
Rumble.
You could do Royal Rumble. You could do a match at Royal Rumble and a match at WrestleMania if you wanted to. You could build it there. Yeah. But, you know.
Dude.
If they want to do a longer build, this is the way they should go.
There is no, at this point, like I said, really, I watch Raw. I'm just taking results down.
Yeah.
Like, why am I even watching this? There's nothing on it. There's nothing good.
Nope.
There's nothing of merit. Nothing happens, really. I mean, last week there was, you know, obviously a little bit of shit with Reigns and the Ambrose turn and stuff, but this last week here was just.
Yeah, just another paint-by-numbers episode.
Did nothing. So, all right. Well, I think we'll do our shout outs here. You'll retweet our pinned episode on Twitter. Get yourself a shout out on the show. Like Leo OK, Krusty Lucha.
wait, Glenn. Jim, let me interrupt. Hmm? Leo, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, Leo?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Lucha Krusty or Krusty Lucha, either way you like. Glenn Schneider, Sensible Sam. He's a sensible man.
He is, and he's got a weed avatar, so sensible in my books.
Yeah. All human rights. Oh, yeah, medical cannabis. Fuck yeah, there you go, buddy. B-Schwing 22, Lynx Kinetic, Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz, of course. Tony Vasquez. Is it Vasquez? Vasquez. That guy. He's like our resident Mexico expert, you know?
Yeah, him and Jay Dune. That's my Mexican friends right there.
Yeah, I love it. Chris Savage, of course. Dom Homie. Bobby Anthem. All the fucking boys. I love all these people,
I do, too. They all hold a soft spot in my heart.
Pretty much, right? It's your boy, Burbs, who's been super busy, but fuck, man. Burbs, gotta come back, baby.
I fucking miss you, Burbs. I really do.
Yeah, right. I do, too.
If anything, we need you. I just need to hear your voice.
Yeah. Just, dude, I mean, imagine what Burbs would have about this Crown Jewel show. Oh, my God.
I know. We might if Burbs, I need to hear from you, Burbs. I really do. I miss you.
It looks like it's been on in like a month, huh?
Oh, it's been a while. I keep checking my inbox.
Well, everybody, that's just the thing is like nobody wants to watch this shit at all anymore.
No, I get it. It makes complete sense.
I don't either. Yeah. holy shit! When did I do that? I must have repacked a bowl while I was
unknowing. That bitch up.
It's nice when you look over there and you're like, oh,
Stone self left. Look at Stone you. Self a gift. Good.
Yeah, hold on. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. To doing the toes, the bitch, to the toes. that sounded difficult, Jim. Sounded like it hurt. Your sick lungs can't take them. They're getting a little weak. Oh, dude.
My lungs have been on fire like all day too. My chest is just like, but that'll help. It'll loosen shit up in there, right?
That's that sickness.
Lime Link, Kevin James, not that Kevin James. Balls Deep Network, Mr. Klondike Bill. Mary Chewy, Choi, I'm sorry. Shooting the Shiznit podcast. Check those guys out. Much love to BT and So Divine Lance Levine. Got Wayne G. AC Patty. THT Wrestling Podcast. Check those guys out. Shaheen and Boxman. One of the good shows out there. Just check those dudes out. LPH is good. Johnny Utah, Well Kept Unclean. Cody Hatch, who, fuck, I fucked up at the beginning.
Oh, you didn't mention Cody Hatch?
He donated on PayPal.
See, now you gotta suck his dick.
Is that what I have to do? Dude, holy shit, I didn't know the stakes were so bad. Oh, my God.
You ready, Cody Hatch? Just let Jim get over his cold, and then he'll be right over to wipe that guy clean, okay? You have a good day, Cody. We love you.
Yeah, my apologies. Missed your shout-out, sir. A boy, Scotty, from the SAP pod.
Yes. Who? I'm going to break some news. Scotty got his license, boys.
His license?
Yeah. Scotty got his license.
He didn't have a license this whole time?
So. I don't think so, no.
What a fucking goof.
What a fucking goof is this? Let's be nice to our friend Scotty, Jim. Come on now.
I love Scotty.
I do too.
Yeah. Scotty doesn't know. Yeah, I like Scotty. He sounds like fucking Jason Mayhem Miller when I hear his voice. It messes with me. Something like, I pictured before I knew what he looked like. I couldn't help but picture him as Jason Mayhem Miller.
Yeah, and then I tweeted out that picture of me, him, and Travis. And you're like, oh, that's Scotty.
Yeah, he doesn't look like Jason Mayhem Miller.
No, not even in the least.
Wrestling's high marks. Check those dudes out.
Yes. Wrestling God and damn. Stones. Stoners. I mean, how can you go wrong?
Can't go wrong with that. Carter Tim 4. Of course, the Federation, kind of love over there.
Yes.
Lee Unwin, Big Body Sam, Mickey D's, get D's hands, that's what this shit says. Well done. Fat Superman. Yeah, I was like bullshitting with that dude for quite some time the other day.
Yeah, I was talking to him for a bit too. We were probably talking about the same thing at one point, don't
I? Yeah, you know, about how... You should be off the show or something. No,
I was talking about that with him too. How I should be taken off the show. I'm still getting people messaging me about that, eh?
Shut up, do you?
I am, yeah. But none of it's bad stuff. It's just like people are just turning around and realizing what happened. Just being like, oh shit, sorry, but you know.
Yeah.
Like I heard this happen. It's like, yeah, about a month ago.
Yeah, I mean, well, we didn't address it really, so.
No. No, I mean, there's nothing to address, really.
That's the spirit.
I can say something, but I'm not going to.
But yeah, man, on this, you know, that's one thing, too, is when I started a tweet, I hate when you, like, tweet to somebody, you tweet out something to them, like, hey, man, you know, like, even just, like, I like your shit. Like, you can at least give throw a like on that, you know, or reply or something. Yeah. I always, like, try to do that on this show. Like, I spend way more time than I should probably on Twitter. But, like, I don't know, man. I feel like, you know, if you take the time to, like, listen to this and hit us up, dude, like, I'll fucking shoot the shit with you.
Of course.
You know?
Of course.
Fuck. JC Sterling is a fucking awesome dude as well. EMZT Podcast Productions, Smack It Down Podcast, hosted by Viva La Jady. And Retro Wrestling Games. He finally got his shirt, dude.
I seen that.
That he ordered.
I seen that. It was so long ago.
It took like a fucking month, man.
It's crazy. And just another plug for Smack It Down. I believe we're recording November 11th, which is Remembrance Day here in Canada. So we'll be recording that then. So I would imagine it'll be coming out that week. So
how the fuck do you coordinate recording with somebody who's on the other side of the planet?
I'm not gonna lie, it's a very inopportune time that I'm recording it.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it works out because Travis works nights, so recording at 12:30 at night is not that bad.
Jesus, yeah. Because
The way I look at it is, I don't have to be in host mode, so I
can just
come in, rip out of my fucking gorge. Like I do here, because I'm never in host mode. Like, I'm the most unprofessional fucking host ever on SCL.
Ripped out of his gorge. I think he probably meant gourd, but I love gorge even more. Fucking awesome.
I haven't had a grammar snafu in a while, so I figured I'd let one go.
There is a very, like, different relaxation you get. Like, when I don't have to really drive this thing, you know? So,
no, exactly. I don't have to be on 24.
I love it. With pay-per-view take two, it's the same thing. It's like, he's running the shit. I'm just the passenger in the car. I get to like put my seat back a little bit, you know.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it.
Put my feet up on the dash, and
I'll also be on Fat Dog Pod coming up too. We'll be recording on Sunday.
Shit, son.
It's a show about anything, but he's deciding that he wants me to talk about Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia and wrestling and the whole story behind it. So,
yeah. Oh, some preparation involved there.
Yeah, no, not really. I treat that same way. You know, I'm not going to talk about it. What the fuck is that?
Yeah. What? That was me laughing, sorry.
No. It was me saying, you know, I'm preparing. What the fuck is that?
No, I feel what you're saying. Yeah, it's so hard to even, like, I want to be on podcasts when people are like, hey, you want to do my podcast? Like, I do, but like, I don't want to talk about wrestling any more than I do here, you know?
Yeah, no, I would love to do more podcasts where I'm not talking about wrestling.
Right, yeah. Well, that's just it, too. It's like, if you message me and shit, like, I prefer not to talk about fucking wrestling. Because people think you do a show, and that's all that you exist in. And it's like, it's not really the case. Like, I don't really want to talk about it other than this, you know? By the time I'm done here, I check out, and then I'm good. I don't care anymore.
You know what I've spent more time on this week than wrestling?
What's that?
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude. I've heard that's gotten... That's not my cup of tea, but it looks, you know, looks impressive and shit.
I've been going around fucking shooting alligators in the head, making jackets, fucking killing bears. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Just fucking being an outright menace to the Western society.
Looks pretty cool. Like, I saw, like, decaying bodies. So, like, if you come back, like, body will be more decomposed and shit.
I
eventually
had a
be
rotting
bones.
Goat at my camp for days now.
Day 13 of the Running Goat Saga. Yeah.
Fantastic. I love the game. I think it's really fun.
Yeah. I saw getting a lot of good reviews. It's just, like, I don't know, not my thing, man. I'm like, I played the first one, I just kind of quit on it because I just got bored of, like, there's no cars, and that's kind of my shit. You know?
Well, you can get, like, a
which
stagecoach.
I've been playing Forza Horizon 4 lately a lot, so.
I would love. I wish I like, there's times where I wish I didn't sell my Xbox, and when I see you playing Forza Horizon 4, it's one of those times where I wish I didn't sell my Xbox. But I'm still open to somebody buying me an Xbox, just so you know.
We play a lot of that. Playing that Spin Tires game, posting some videos. Some of those people seem to enjoy. That's that like crazy off road game.
Yeah. Okay. I just assumed that was Forza Horizon.
No, that was. Spin Tires. I post a lot of game clips from shit on my Twitter my private Twitter. Not that private, but it's my personal one.
It's the stuff like that he doesn't want to say on the show Twitter. So
yeah.
If you're a controversial Jim, you go follow him right there.
No, don't tell.
I didn't give him they still got to find it.
Yeah. I don't, because I don't want to argue with anybody. So I keep a lot of shit off here. We don't talk about politics on the Twitter or on the show, but on my fucking Twitter, I can bitch about that shit. So, because I think I deserve that, right? If I keep it separate from the show, I deserve to have my own Twitter where I bitch about shit. So without people being pissy about it. So there you go. I think we're done.
I have a Twitter account out there somewhere called Period Tweez Trees.
Period Trees?
This is like a period, right?
Yeah.
Trees. It's a picture of a palm tree.
What the fuck? You sure it didn't get deleted? Because they deleted like a ton of bullshit accounts.
It could have gotten deleted. I made it one time.
Do you know what it is? What's the at, dude?
Oh, I can't remember now. And for the life of me, I think it was a personal Twitter of mine at one point in time. And then I just realized that I could barely use one Twitter, let alone two. So I just changed it to Period Trees.
Period Trees.
I don't know why. There's no meaning to it at all. Just Period Trees.
There you go. I think we're done. Yeah, next week we'll recap this Power Struggle and Ultima Lucha Cuatro Part Dos.
Yes.
And,
How many parts is it for this year's Ultima Lucha anyway?
I think it's just the two, man.
Is
it
just the two this year?
Shit, is it maybe? I think it's just two. Maybe it's three. I don't know. I think it's just the two. But yeah, we'll be going into Lucha Underground off-season mode, where we will, every week, I'll be like, one week I'll be like, oh, this is not going to come back. Fuck. And then like next week I'll be like, oh, it's coming back. And we'll do that for about fucking 5 months, 6 months.
At least.
So we'll see about that, but that's it, man. I think that's it. You got anything else to add before we depart?
I don't think so. I think I've exhausted my sick voice enough, and it's just time to pound it back with the marijuana and sit back and
some Red Dead.
Yeah, exactly. So
there you go. All right, well, on that bombshell, it is time to end. So we thank you very much, as always, for listening, supporting the show. And may you get all the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you. Be excellent to each other and fucking vote next Tuesday, kids. Oh, get up there.
I'm not even from America. Do it.
Yeah, if you're in the U.S., vote.
If I could move to the United States and get voters' rights in the amount of time that it would take to vote, I would do it.
Yeah. There you go. Get out there. Fucking vote. I went out and voted already. I early voted.
Good.
Voted yes on the legalization of marijuana. Surprise.
Yeah, shocker, hey? I've seen some of the articles being posted by those halfwits in North Dakota. Like, what the fuck is up with this? Like, do they really believe weed is that bad?
Oh, they sent a thing to everyone who lives, every address in the state, yeah, telling you, like, how bad it is and you should vote no for it and stuff. Because your kids are going to be smoking pot and shit now and...
Because your kids aren't smoking pot already, no?
Yeah, right. When I was younger, it was like way easier to get that than it was beer.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, I was 12 years old when I first smoked pot. So, I mean, you can't tell me. I smoked pot before I drank beer.
Jesus, so. That's early. And this is also the close of the show? That was weird.
We haven't even finished closing yet, have we?
We did. That was the end. I did the dick and pussy and the fucking hero, you know, winner is you and all that shit. And then I said, get out there and vote. And then we kept going.
And yeah. So, show ends now, I guess.
Now we're at, you know, show's over. Get out of here. You turn the light off on the way out? Thanks.
Let me tell you about Ahab, the Arab, the Sheik of the burning sand. They had emeralds and rubies just dripping off of him. Had a ring on every finger of his hand. He wore a big old turban wrapped around his head, scimitar by his side. And every evening about midnight, he'd jump on his camel named Clyde and ride silently through the night to the sultan's tent, where he'd secretly meet with Fatima of the Seven Veils, swinging his grade A number one U.S. Joyce government inspected dancer in the sultan's whole harem, cause him and her had a thing going, yeah, and they'd been carrying on for some time now behind the sultan's back, and you could hear him talk to his camel as he rode out across the dunes. His voice would cut through the still night desert air, and he'd say, which is there makes for whoa, baby. And Clyde say, well, he brought that camel to a screeching halt in the rear of Fatima's tent. Jumped off Clyde, snuck around the corner, into the tent he went. There he saw Fatima laying on a zebra skin rug. Rings on her fingers and bells on her toes and a bone in her nose, ho, ho. There she was, friends, lying there in all her radiant beauty, eating on a raisin, grape, apricot, pomegranate, bowl of chitlins, two bananas, three candy bars, sipping on an ice cold Coca-Cola, listening to her transistor and singing, does your chewing gum lose its flavor? Ahab walked up to her, looked down into her eyes, and tenderly he said, hi, which is there, make for, let's twist again like we did last summer, baby. She looked up at him off the rug, flapped them big old eyelashes, and she'd say,
Round and round and round and round and round and round and round. All of a sudden, the Sultan walked in. Ahab knew that this was the end. Him and Fatima were caught by surprise, and the Sultan had fire flashing out of his eyes. Well, the Sultan charged at Ahab, intending to make a dent in his head. But he fled with Fatima, and out of the tent they went. They jumped on Clyde, started to ride, cutting out across the sand, with the Sultan's whole army in hot pursuit. On and on they ran. Well, to make a long story short, they got away, because there weren't no animal alive what could keep up with Clyde once he got started, because he was the fastest steed on the whole desert, babies. Anyway, they made it across the border, where Ahab hocked all his rubies and emeralds and bought them a swinging little split-level pad, and they lived happily ever after. And that's the story about Ahab the Arab, the Sheik of the burning sand. Ahab the Arab, the Sheik of the burning sand.